All of Brazil's major daily newspapers are aglow with colourful coverage of Pope Francis' arrival in Rio that overflows into many of the inside pages as well. Here's a taste. O Estado de São Paulo leads with a headline that quotes Pope Francis saying, "Lack of jobs risks creating a lost generation." Here are some of the other stories and their related titles. Youth visit Sanctuary of Aparecida before arriving in Rio. Pope speaks with gestures and reinforces the preferential option for the poor. Much ink is dedicated to recounting the papal traffic jam in the streets of Rio. For example, Pope Francis at risk amid the streets, and to the demonstrations outside the governor's palace, clashes with police. Police estimate there were about 1,500 demonstrators there. Another curious sidebar claims that 56% of those registered for World Youth Day are women. O Globo follows suit with pages of articles and photographs of Pope Francis' first day. Pope attracts multitude to the streets. It also dedicates several reports to the visit to Guanabara Palace. Pope avoids political tones. It reproduces the Pope's first discourse in a full-page article, which is critical of both Pope and President. Tepid speech and nice picture, not nice words. Much is made of the security hiccup in central Rio during the Pope's driveabout. Pope Immobile is the ironic title. Pope Left Vulnerable and Insane Security are those more serious and analytical. Meanwhile, back here in the media centre, several Pope-watching journalists expressed their disappointment that, outside of Brazil at least, so much of the papal arrival coverage had been eclipsed by another arrival, the baby of you-know-who. With the Pope in Rio, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.